was talking to
Jim Hobgood alongside Chris Sill tonight. Frank will be back for the New Year's Eve show, but we're visiting with former UVA great Jimmy Miller. And Jimmy, we've kind of hinted at this, but the next three games, you don't want to overlook anybody because Virginia Tech got beat at home by Georgia Southern over the weekend, which was kind of a shocker. So you know, fear none, respect all, the old coaching lingo. But let's look ahead to that North Carolina game on January 8th in Charlottesville. Should be a great atmosphere for college basketball. What do you expect that night?
Well, I think you're going to see a talented North Carolina team. We're hopeful that we can win those three games you just described. And I think if that happens, then if nothing else in Virginia's mind, I mean, they would be 11-2, I believe, at that point. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and just winning and success breeds more success. And so going into that game, they're going to be up for it. I suspect that we'll have a great crowd for that game because, everybody wants to see North Carolina come to town when they come to town. And
there's still something magical about those baby blue uniforms. It gets the adrenaline going. I know it did in your day.
Yeah, well, and we were always conflicted when I remember playing at Carmichael, in the old Carmichael auditorium then, and you had all the Carolina baby blue players come out, and then you knew you were in for a long night when the referees came out in those Carolina blue tactics.
I used to say ACC refs only had eyes for blue. You know, it was either dark blue or light blue. But when that ball got slapped out of bounds late in the game, they all instinctively said blue basketball. But the funny thing about Carolina. Of course, they lost three or four lottery picks off last year's team, Kendall Marshall, Harrison Barnes, and others. So they're younger. As all Carolina teams, they're really talented. But I don't think they're the Carolina from last year. So I think it's the kind of team that's going to get better as the year goes along. So Virginia may be catching them at a good time.
I think you hit the nail on the head. If you're going to play Carolina, play them in early January, just like you said, and you'll have a really good chance. I think if they're going to have a chance playing them then versus deeper into the schedule or into the season, will bode well for them.
And I think the other thing Coach Bennett always emphasizes, and I think this goes back to your earlier point with teams that can score, particularly Carolina, Duke, teams like that, they have a tendency, what I would call, that 2 or 3 minute explosion where they knock down a couple of threes, force a turnover, get a layup, and all of a sudden, they put 10, 12 points on the board. And, Virginia's just not the team that's going to be able to play from behind very well against a talented team. So the Cavs are just going to have to be focused on each and every possession, both offensively and defensively.
Well, and that you're absolutely right. They're going to have to shorten the game and each possession is going to be critical. And this is kind of a philosophical, bigger picture, I think. But, I mean, Jim, I'd love to hear your take on this. That being said, if Virginia wants to have fewer possessions in a game like that, how moving forward? I'm trying to think for years down the road, the rest of this year, next year, and years, and the kids that they're recruiting to come into Virginia, they need to play defense. We've already stated that. But are we going to be able to get the most athletic kids, that are talented but can play defense as well if those games are in the 50s? I've struggled with this, and it hurts me because I want to see Virginia do so well.
Of course, you played pretty good defense. I played what they call help defense. The guy would go by me, and I'd yell help.
Yeah.
So I was out there to shoot the ball, not to play defense. But nevertheless, I appreciate Coach Bennett. But I think, as he recruits more talented offensive players, I think at least my hope is – that the pace of the game will increase a little bit. I mean, I would love to see us get to a Butler type situation. You talk about college basketball. I don't know if you had a chance to see that game Saturday. Indiana Butler was just a terrific college basketball game.
Yeah, I unfortunately I didn't get to see that, and I was talking with somebody this afternoon, and they watched the game. They said it was one of the best games they'd ever seen.
Yeah, it was a Final Four caliber game and a great atmosphere. And there's something about Indiana. They love college basketball out in the state of Indiana. So IU and Butler. Real quick before we let you go, Jimmy, just update everybody on your family and what you're doing over there in Charlottesville.
We run a small wealth management company here, Jim, in town. We've done a really good job of connecting with individuals and their families, and we just try to help them make their money work more efficiently for them. The family is doing fabulous. My son is in first grade, and he's just starting to play basketball. So, I have the good fortune of coaching his team. They're first and second graders, and it's a whole new experience for me, but a source of inspiration on a daily basis from watching these young boys go out there and playing with such passion, enthusiasm, and so everybody's doing great. I appreciate you asking.
Well, it's a great time of life when your kids are that age. So you harken back to that tragedy up in Connecticut, and what a sad situation that is. So give your kids an extra hug tonight when they go to bed. But anyway, Jimmy, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us tonight. We'll certainly have you back on as the season progresses.
No, I appreciate you having me. Good talking to you.
All right, former Cavalier great Jimmy Miller. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break, and we're going to do a little transition over to the Zacharias Ganey Health Institute. So we're going to talk a little health and weight management and get Mary Jane to try to explain how Chris Silk can get in better shape, even though he's already in terrific shape.
We're doing a live weigh-in with Jim coming up.
At any rate, stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.